Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole, the Doctor of Truth. We're so happy to have you and you. Amen. We know that. Amen. We come together. Amen. Our desire is to bring the grassroots level, the truth from a grassroots level, that all listeners, we can share and Father, we thank you right now. We know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we ask you to look upon, oh God, our efforts. Oh God, if two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we appreciate you all the time. And we want to thank all our listeners as they come in. Oh God, we're seeking your face. You say, when two or three come together. Amen. He is the author and finisher of our faith through revelations. And Lord, we ask you today, this afternoon, wherever they might be listening, in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. We are happy to have you and you, wherever you may be. And the subject we are dealing with at this time, amen, is the big love. In the book of Revelation, I think many don't really understand, and we always address things from the as we hear, we can't give you a diploma or grades or any of such things that, amen, to on academic level, amen, but we're praying on spiritual level, amen, that your life can be better and understanding that God loves us and he loves you, amen. He loves you individually and he loves us all together. And we thank God for that. Lord, we ask you in the book of Revelation, that in the 20th chapter of Revelation, it says that the mongers and sorcerers and all liars should have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. So we thank God for his word, and it's also possible that you yourself, amen, have to invest in the gospel that you can have, amen, and search out the Bibles since you've been saved, amen. Find the best translation because you live off the Word of God. You live off the Word of God. And the Word of God, amen, consists of authors that God has used men throughout the ages to record his word. God is word. In the book of John, in the beginning was the word. Amen. So, we always you can pick up a Bible and then you can advance to other type of Bibles. Amen. But we're always endorse the King James Bible first. Then you have the American Standard. You have the Amplified Bible. You have the New International Bible. You have the Good News Bible. Amen. But all those, you can have all four in your study. One. Amen. But you also need a Bible dictionary and a concordance. Concordance where you run references. On references as well. Amen. So, we're looking at a lie. It's not the truth. Amen. Jesus said that you should know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In the Garden of Eden, amen, God told the tree of good and man came along and it said that God did not mean that. He twisted the word of God. He gave a different translation, a different meaning of what God had said. And it's called deception, but it still is a lie. And caused all of us now that we are seeking out, amen, eternal life. And that is it. Don't you understand that this world and this life, amen, we're living in is not all. It's not all. So we're addressing some of the misconception and the lies and all of the different untruths that's been told, amen, about Jesus Christ, about God, about the church. If you have always on Blog Talk, we always love to have yourself. If you had a dream or vision, and God had corrected you and showed you, amen, that you was in an error, and you really didn't know until you found it out in the Word. So those of you that is in for the first time, amen, we always give out the area code and the last four digits of your number. We try not to give out your name because all these broadcasts can be found again, amen, again, if you go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you will find all the different programmings that we've been done over the last 2 or 3 years. Amen. And many times people that's listened to those broadcasts all throughout the day. Amen. Different type of weeks. Grateful and thank God for you. Amen. To be here in this studio. What we normally do is that we'll lay out the evidence or the background of the subject. Then afterward, we'll open up the studio. Then when we go open up the studio, then if anyone would like to discuss, amen, the topic, you just tap one on your phone, and our technician will put you. Relax and discuss your answer, your dream, or your vision, or your prophecy pertaining. Amen. It's possible. It's just like we're talking on the phone. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. Amen. That a brother would sharpen the countenance of his friend. Amen. So we're looking at the subject about, in other words, what you feel, what has caught you in a disposition, caught you over the years, and you didn't realize, amen, it was easy to be saved. It was easy to come to Christ once you have gotten the proper information. Amen. You didn't realize that, amen, you was told, amen, about how to come to Christ and what should be done. And until you begin to study the Word of God, or somebody had given you the knowledge through the Holy Spirit, amen, that you was in an error. That was used in an error. Amen. And God was merciful. Amen. God was merciful to let you know you was in an error. Amen. One of the biblical, we might say, apostles of Tarsus. Amen. There's many more. Before he heard about Jesus, he was confronted, amen, about Christ himself. Amen. Let him know he was in the error. Amen. And once he realized that God had, it was God who confronted him and told him, Jesus Christ told him, amen, what his error was, amen, he repented and he accepted God as the Lord and Savior. He accepted God. Amen, and kind of pinpoint what is happening today. What is happening today? Amen. I have found over the years of pastoring, amen, and evangelizing, amen, since 1978, amen, that people really haven't heard. Sometimes people haven't really heard, amen, both sides of the story. Maybe they've heard a part. They didn't know there was another alternative about salvation, about eternal life. All they heard that was, amen, that life and everything was back here on earth, and to accept Christ, amen, was just you don't have to change or do anything. You can just start out the best way you know, and they were not. Was not led to any denomination or any church or any religion, but deep down in their heart, they were really. And on the premise of the fact that in the book of Romans, amen, God reached out the heathens. Amen. The book of Romans, the first chapter, talks about how God himself, through the Holy Spirit, is the conscience of men. Amen. How the Lord, amen, in the book of Romans, the first chapter, amen, it says that, the 19th verse, the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Known of God is manifested to them, but God has shown it unto them. In other words, God is saying, amen, Paul is saying in the book of Romans, amen, that man himself, his conscience, and when he look at the stars and the moon and the different things, he know there's a greater being. He know there's a greater God that he ever thought about. Amen. And his on the conscience of men and women, amen, that there is a greater creator, amen, above all. So that might be one that I know that's one great lie. People are saying that heaven is here on earth, amen, the God you serve is, amen, you can be yourself or some man, amen. So that's one lie about the God, the creator. The next one is about you can do anything. It was talking about, amen, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes, the book, amen. And also, we find that in the book of Ezekiel, you can't do anything that you feel and go to heaven. Be charged with other men's or other women's sins to go to heaven. Ezekiel 18 chapter talk about God is saying, one of God's major prophets in the Old Testament, he was saying that, behold, all souls are mine. All the souls of the Father, so also the souls of the Son is mine. In the book of Ezekiel, it deals with the the Father and the Son had sinned, and the Son felt that he was accused of his father's sins. But that whole chapter, amen, in 32 verses, it boils down to, amen, the 27th verse. He said that, 26th verse, when a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquities and dieth in them, for his iniquity he shall die. Now, iniquity is dealing with all types of sin. Things that he know and the things that he don't know. Amen. Lies, stealing. Amen. And the 27th verse says, and when the wicked man turn away from that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Amen. And it boils down to 33rd verse. They cast away from you all your transgression, whereby you a new heart and a new spirit. But why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, said the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourself and live. That's about repentance. The man is going to be saved. He has to come to God. Amen. After beginning to realize that the things that he heard, the gospel message that he heard, it wasn't his fault. But Jesus died for whatever things that he done wrong and confessed that and be baptized in water, amen, and accept Jesus from his heart and begin to walk in the best of the newness of understanding he have by going to church, reading the Bible, and other programs of such like this, amen, and he can be saved. He can be saved. The prophet, there's an alternative to where and how he's living, amen, and then he considered that, well, he can't be saved or he can't do this or whatever on his own, amen. That's a lie. That's a lie. It's a big lie. I remember many years ago, early part of my ministry, amen, I was in a tent service, and at the end of every tent service, there was a man, amen, he was barely, you say, about 4 feet. Gentleman, he was always evangelist, I'm going to take care of the tent. He was there, amen, watching over the tent. So at the end of the week, services, I would ask him, I say, Doc, what church you go to? Why have you, oh, I can't be saved. I can't be saved, evangelist. I can't be saved. I said, well, Doc, what you mean you can't be saved? He said, oh, the missionaries told me I can't be saved because I smoke a cigar every now and then, and I get upset, I use some curse words. I'm going to hell. And I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. All of us was born in sin. All of us was born in sin. The closest person, amen, that wasn't, you might consider, and that would be an argument, is John the Baptist. But John the Baptist, amen, he received his salvation in Elizabeth's womb. The Bible says the babe leaped, amen, when he heard the message. Sin. That's why we have churches. That's why we have programming. Now, it's easy to be saved. It's easy to be saved. You get the information, amen, concerning your life, but then there's a process of working, amen, accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, and you begin to work, amen, because you are a little complicated, amen. You don't realize that you live in a body, soul, and spirit. So you begin to come into the awareness, amen, body, and that your spirit is born again. And all that comes through study, amen, and understanding about being born again because of the fact, amen, you cannot go back to your mother's womb. In the book of John, 3rd chapter, amen, you're talking about a spiritual reborn, amen, a spiritual birth. God will work to you to get understanding, amen, but you can be born again. It's easy because Jesus did all the work. Jesus did all the work. So that's a lie. You're going to live here, amen, and people get disgusted, amen. They feel there's no life after death, but it is. There is a life, amen. It's eternal life. Eternal life is one of the basics, amen, that Christ brought. He brought eternal life, and that's why the church is here. Now, the next big lie has been told about not supporting the church, not supporting the church, and a fight against it. And the enemy is using things about, amen, about not supporting God's house, not supporting the work of God. And he hits that thing. It works against church support and church building and people going to church. So it takes a little time, amen, when you begin to grow in Christ, to understand that the devil, he fights against things that at the heart, amen, the church life and family life, amen. He fights that because those are the foundation of Christianity. So there, I know there's many more statements, many more lies out there, but we're going to open it up as well. We're always going into the studio now. And those of you have heard, believe that there are certain being told, amen, and we will try to discuss it as much as possible, amen. But we also have in the studio, amen. So we thank God for you and you and you. So now we're going to go into the studio. Amen. In other words, open up the lines that you can get your comments in. Amen. Your vision or your dreams. Or maybe something that, you know, God has showed you. Amen. It's not to get too personal. Amen. We don't fight things. Love is the most powerful power in the world. Amen. Everybody needs love. Everybody want to be loved. Amen. And the love of God, amen, passes all understanding. Amen. The love of God come in your heart. Amen. You forgive your neighbor, your brother, amen, your enemy. Because the love of God passes all understanding. If it wasn't for God's love, I'm quite sure you can agree with whatever you might be listening to. All right, we're going to 236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen, amen. And you can push 1 on your phone, amen, and our operator technician will put you in, and you can make your comments, amen, concerning the big lie, big lie. All right, we're waiting in the studio now, amen. One of the, once we all become, amen, have children, and they feel they have a right. Amen. It's an underwritten law or statement, or that the children can, you know, borrow anything, don't put it back. Amen. They can just come by, and amen, you don't know what's gone out of the refrigerator. You don't know, amen, what's been said or done. Amen. Find out Amen. So the enemy might be using that. Amen. He tried to say, oh, that's your parents. They're not going to do anything to you. So you just borrow the card, a credit card. You can borrow the refrigerator, the stove. Amen. And, you know, that's your parents. Amen. But it's not so with God. You cannot break God's commandments. Amen. Expect you to go to heaven because of the fact, amen, we have an enemy. We have an enemy. All human beings have enemies. That hell is real. It was real. And you figure hell is not real. The devil is not real. You would walk around, amen, in a lie. And that would be one of the biggest lies the devil have told. Amen. There's no such thing as hell. There's no such thing as, amen, God going to punish you. Kind of see when you talk to people about church, talk to people about Christ, amen. Oh, you know, the church is this, God is that. They don't realize the love of God to have mercy, grace, and truth. All right, we're in the studio. You can press 1 on your phone if you have a comment about the big lies being told. The enemy tells so many different lies. Have you met people that told you a lie? You didn't realize that you were living in that state of mind. Okay, we're going to go to, I think we had 850, area code 2337.
Bishop? How y'all doing?
God bless you.
Hello. God bless you. I was just listening. I was just listening to you talk, and it's amazing that the battlefield is in your mind, you know, and if you allow, if I don't stay prayed up and stay scriptured up and stay in the word, things will come on my mind to try to confuse me about what's real and what's not real. But when I reach out into the supernatural, and I stand on God's promises, and God's promises are true and real, I'm always able to withstand whatever storms come up against me. As I read Ephesians, it tells me how to treat my wife. It tells me how to treat myself. It tells me how to treat the church. It tell me how to treat my children, tell my children how to treat me. And most people, they do what they want to do until their consequences come. Then they don't want the consequences that come with it. They want to run and holler Jesus. But I try to holler Jesus all day, every day, and keep a scripture on my heart and a scripture on my mind. Because this world will chew you up and spit you out and chew you up again and spit you out again. That's the reason why I stand on God's promises. And that's yea and amen. God would do the impossible. Because I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I believe on that with my heart, mind, body, and soul. I get up every morning if I possibly can, and I write God a letter how thankful I am. Then I go on with my day because a grateful Christian stands on God's word regardless if he's up or if he's down, or if he broke or if he's financially fit, if he this or if he that. God's word never changes. People change, the world change, but that word stay the same. I'm glad that I've been listening, but I hadn't been saying much, but I'm glad to be able to speak tonight.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. All right. God bless you. Amen. A man of God has, amen, set the stage for us. amen. You have a vision, a dream, a comment. You know, we're out to help one another. Amen. Maybe we feel that we don't have any spiritual warfare going on, but we do. Amen. Paul said he found out in Romans 7 and 22 down to 22 through 3, amen, there was a war going on within him. Amen. The enemy always throw out. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're moving right along. Amen. We're moving in a question, a vision, a dream, whereby you want to share. Amen. We're not getting too personal. Amen. Those of you that are young in Christ, amen, thank God for you being with us. Amen. You can also understand that you are complicated. You are complicated. You didn't know it. But now, since you come on Christ's side, now you come on, amen, knowing that you're going to live forever. Amen. You've got to constantly work at it. And it's good to be among people and friends that you know who've been there before you. Amen. Who got into this ship before you was there. Amen. They can help you. Amen. We need one another. We need one another. All right, you can push one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about, amen, the big lie. The big lie. Amen. And we don't want to dream. Maybe you have a dream or a vision. Or maybe you're in for the first time. For the first time, all you have to do is push one on your phone. We'll give you an area code. And we'll give the last four digits because we're trying to keep your privacy. Amen. And you don't have to even have to give your name. Amen. We want you to be free and amen and relaxed as possible. Just like talking on the phone. But you are on the phone. And those of you that want to review this, www.jciministries.org, and just tap on, amen, Blog Talk, Doctrine of Truth, amen. We all have a part. We all have a part, amen, in this life, amen. One thing will not change. The Word of God will not change. Doesn't matter what the crowd say. God's word will remain the same. Amen. You should thank God for that. Amen. The climate is changing. People may change. Jobs, economy. But God is standing fast. Amen. He got a better place for us. And one thing you can trust in God and his son, Jesus Christ. If he thought that this world would be okay and the heavens would be okay, amen, his plan, amen, salvation for his people. Jesus would not have left, amen, the church here with the Holy Spirit and say he's going to prepare a better place for us in St. John 14. And John said he saw a new heaven, a new earth, amen, amen. But it's not okay down here. And you're okay because you have accepted Christ. Amen. That's a hope. Amen. That's a hope and vision that what you have is so important. Amen. I'll pull you back into it. Amen. And that's let you know there is a devil and there is a hell. All right. We don't want to take up all of your time. Amen. It's your time now. Amen. To encourage someone or pray for someone, which we will be praying. Amen, the last part of this broadcast. Amen. All right, whatever lies that have been told out there, amen, whatever you feel that why people are falling away from the churches, amen, like football games and basketball games, and amen. Why do you think that You can pass one on your phone in the studio. Amen. We thank God for your comments. Amen. You and you. Amen. Wherever you are, we thank God for area codes, 305 area codes, 954s, and the 305s, and the 407s, and the 561s. So we thank God for all the different area codes that are here. Amen. Amen. We have Christians, we have a hope. We have a hope. We have great benefits. God has given us great benefits. Amen. And he has given us, amen, places. And again, he have not changed our present home, but he's given us a place to go. And the more we study that, the more we endeavor ourselves and give ourselves to get it, to get understanding in it, amen, the more confidence you have. And that's what the church is all about. The more you go to it, the more you, like a football player, the more he practice. Driving, anything you practice. All right, we're at 305-4271. 305-4271.
Hello.
God bless you.
God okay. Bless you. We thank God for the broadcast tonight. We listen to it. I kind of wonder, how did you come up with that topic? Because, boy, it's sure enough visible. It is more visible today to me than it ever been. You know, I was thinking about Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, he says, you have no life in you.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you may be talking to be or pretending to be, but you really don't have no life in you. And
mm-hmm.
I think about that often because, see, we are being saved and we're coming to the Lord, you see, but we are having much trouble because we need to be washed and cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a comfortable process sometimes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought mm-hmm. about when a man is drowning, he have difficult long as he got breath in him. But
mm-hmm.
now he losing the breath, he becomes a part of the water. He no longer exists. And that's what the Lord is doing. He throws you a rope in life. You see, and you grab hold to the rope, but you got to hold on. That makes a lot of sense, don't it? You're still
mm-hmm.
in the water, and you can be saved. You can live, but you got to hold on to the rope. Amen. You
mm-hmm.
can't let go. So we are saying
mm-hmm.
that when you come to the Lord, you got to drop the devil. Because he wants to tag along, see.
Mm-hmm.
He don't mind you calling on Jesus. But see, just don't get the authority and power, the knowledge to rebuke him. Because he has to flee, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this generates a lot of the lie that we live. If you hang around with him and have coffee every now and then, you don't gain no ground, see. Because you're enemy to God, you see, if you hang around
mm-hmm.
with the devil. So all these
mm-hmm.
things are going on in our lives, but yet, you know, because of technology or whatever the time that we live, we yet confess. But you got to do like the old timers do. You got to let go and let God, and that's a true saying, because we all got a stain. And we got to be washed with that stain. And how are we going to be washed? We're going to only be washed and cleansed through the word of God. So I find myself sometimes, my mind be slipping back to such and such. I say, now, wait a minute, what's going on here? You see?
Mm-hmm.
So Bishop few words, all I can say is, what is in you now? What's dominating your mind now? Amen.
Right.
If you got bad blood, you got to get your blood filtered. Amen. You see what I'm saying? And only Jesus can cleanse you. You're clean through the word. So these are just sayings to get us to think that the prize is too big. You got to do what the word said do. You got to and you got to listen. And while you listen to preachers, you ain't gonna get nothing if you don't respect them. You got to open up and respect them. Give God the thoroughfare in your mind while you're listening. See what I'm saying? Oftentimes when we are listening, see, there are other things going on in us because we are a vast individual, see? And people multitask today. But with God, you got to shut it down and receive him. Otherwise, the lie grows. See, the lie been told. But if you are not weak, if you are too weak and can't break away from it, it sucks you in. And I thank God for what you're saying because too much deception is going on. You see, people are trying to preach without the Holy Ghost. People are kind of received and walk with God without the Holy Ghost. You can't do it, and it's so simple. All you got to do is ask for him. How simple can you get? But this is what I'm saying, Bishop, and I'm just wondering, so how you doing?
Okay, thank God. Thank God.
That's where we are today, and I thank God for the topic because it brings your mind to a place you got to really focus and say, Lord, where am I? You know, ain't nothing wrong with asking yourself, Lord, am I saved? I need you to check me. I need you to wash me. Amen. Instead of trying to tell somebody else what's going on, show somebody else what's going on. And I heard you mention love. Now, that's the key. You got a lot of yank, 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 and a lot of talk, talk, talk. But the true love of God, my God, sets up its own atmosphere. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It drives big crocodile tears. The true love of God drives them tears up, you see. We want the Lord to dry our tears up, but we got to be concerned about one another. Amen. Give a big smile sometime and say, you know what, regardless of what you're going through, God ain't forgot you. So I find comfort and peace, amen, when I see people really struggling. Amen. But yet they got tears in their eyes, but they refuse, amen, to sin and turn away from the Lord. Boy, that's something right there. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Always happy to have you. We're laying out some deep water. Amen. Talking about the love of. Amen. It's good to, amen, confess things. Paul said he found out, amen, it's good to find out that the enemy try to fight within us and that we're still living in this body. We're still living in this body. And we still have scars that we try to work out of. Amen. But once you become aware, amen, when you get in a car and you become aware, you got to say, oh, I need to put some gas in this car. I run out of gas. Amen. I was a young driver. I ran out of gas a couple of times. Like, kept me a gas can, got back there. Then I realized that, listen, now you got to put some gas. You got to look at the gas gauge. And the gas gauge say you low, it means you low. You can't make it another 10 miles.
Show love.
You can't make it. What you think about it.
That's exactly what it means.
That's right. Amen. Go right ahead. God bless you.
You know, Bishop, in any situation, it's all what's inside the container that makes the difference. In all substances, it's what's in the container. Matter of fact, for petroleum products, you can't put it in any kind of container, styrofoam and that, because it won't hold it. Mm-hmm. You see, in us, it's what's in us. We're born in sin. We're shaped in iniquity. Mm-hmm. And what Jesus came to do to pick us up out that sin, that's what he came to do. He came to condemn sin in us. And the only way he can condemn sin in us was getting in us. How was he going to get in us? He was going to die for us. Amen. Now, I can't explain the parameters of that because God is the architect. But he did it, amen, to save anybody. I was blessed the other day when I heard a man saying that to the gays and the homosexuals, and he boldly stood out and said, "You know what?" He said, "You can be saved. You can be saved. God is waiting on you, but you got to drop what you're doing and come to him, and then let him save you, and then he'll wash you clean." Amen. So this is too much yank going on, and no reality of God. It's like the world is trying to eradicate the name Jesus from the existence. But because of Jesus, amen, the world is still revolving, isn't that so?
Amen.
Because of Jesus, the sun is still shining. My God, we need him more and more, and stop. And the lie is so smooth and so devastating, so much deception in it, you know. How can you hang with somebody if you don't agree with them? God forbids that kind of a thing. So we're living in a time now you got to run for your life. Ain't no time to give out of breath now. Amen. You got to call on Jesus and act like you need. It ain't nothing wrong with crying, "Refill me, Lord. I'm sinking." You know when you're having trouble. But I thank God for you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. For those that have heard the message, amen. There are people have not heard. There are people out there have not heard about Jesus.
That's right.
When you go around visiting and handing out tracts, or you're talking to people, they say, "Well, I don't have. They don't allow this in my home. Or my husband don't allow this in the home. You own a job. They don't allow this. They don't allow." But there are still people out there have not heard about Christ. Amen. So we thank God for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, "Whosoever will." Amen. That covers a lot of area. Amen. That's a lot of area. That covers everybody. All colors, all habits, all situations. "Whosoever will, let him come." Amen. Amen. Hell is a hot place, brethren. It's a hot place. If you don't want to go there, amen. Like if you know what the worst is, people be piling into the churches. They won't be able to, and they won't be able to build enough. Amen. These football stadiums won't be able to hold people. If they know what hell was about, amen. If they know what hell is about, amen. And you can't outthink the devil. If he talked them angels out of heaven, amen, a third of the host up there, nothing wrong. Nothing. And talk them out. Amen. And, all right, brother. We don't want to. We're getting close to our time now. We're getting close to the time. So people think they can out-talk the devil and come to Christ whenever they want to. And the devil talked them angels out of heaven. Amen. You know, he don't have to. I heard a man was talking about boxing and guy made a statement. He said, "Well, I don't even have to train to fight this guy." Amen. So the devil don't even have to. He don't have to train to. Amen. He got the world running now, running from the church. But if they ever knew that he's got eternal life, if you don't have nothing, amen, you just float right along with the mainstream of the crowds and the moves and the habits. But God is in your life. Amen. You always got temptations coming around. You always have, amen, thoughts that you have to get out of your mind. Amen. We thank God. Thank God that we know the truth. We know how to continue to work. Prayer, amen, is the key. A conversation with God, amen. And you know what? What really shake you up? God will talk back to you. He give you a dream, a vision, that you know he lives. There's a song saying, because he lives. Amen. I can see that because the birds keep singing. Amen. The moon, the stars. All right, we can take two more calls. Then we're going to go into prayer. Amen. Amen. Two more calls. Amen. We can go into prayer. Let's push one on the phone. We're in the studio. Amen. Why is it Jesus died that it don't be hard to have eternal life? It wasn't your fault. It wasn't our fault. It's the process that happened that got us in these problems. Amen. It wasn't Adam and Eve. They live in a community. Amen. It wasn't no lying, no shooting, no bombs, no political terrorists. Amen. You just name it. Nothing. It was just Adam and Eve. The serpent was there. Amen. Watching and looking and seeing. Amen. Ways to get Adam and Eve to be fallen from God's grace. And he found out that if he can get them to disobey God's commandments, amen, if they find out, and that's what he did. He calls, amen, the marriage, amen, calls Eve to be so curious that she, amen, if she was there today, we would say to you, picked up a cell phone and say, "Honey, come on, we got a serpent down here. I don't know what we're gonna name him, but he's talking against God." But because they're so young in Christ, that's why babes have to keep talking with the young babes in Christ. Amen. They can be so easily deceived. Just like little baby children. Amen. But God loves them. We are guarding over them. Amen. And it calls the whole human race, amen, to fall away from God because of the seeds that Eve had. Amen. And the babies of the future. Amen. And even though there was no commandments at the beginning, from Genesis 1 to Genesis 6, amen, after the human race came up and the enemy kept fighting against Adam and Eve, the whole world was so wicked like it is now. The Bible says in the days of Noah and Lot, amen, the whole world. They went to the ark for safety, amen. God's in the water, amen. Might as well say he drowned everybody from Genesis. Amen. All those people. Amen. So you can't follow the crowd because they sound like they're good. They're all right. But they were wicked. Their mind was continually wicked. Amen. They continuously, all the time, thinking something to do somebody wrong. And it's good that when your mind breaks and say, hold on, you shouldn't be thinking like that. That's the Spirit of God. Hold on now. Well, let's examine this. Hold on. Don't do this. When you got a warfare going on in there, amen, correcting you all the time and talking with you, amen. That's let you know the Spirit of God is working with you, that God loves you. He's trying to get you not to go. We are in that time. We're in the last days where the mind of men, amen, of days of Noah, amen, the days of Lot, the wickedness God talks about. But you're okay. You made it in. Those that made it in with Christ, amen, you might as well say you got a multi-trillionaire gold mine, because your but you got to hold on to what you got. Don't let the enemy smooth talk you. If you do, they say, well, Lord, forgive me. Let me get back. And you know, let me forgive me. All right. All right. Area code 305-4271.
Bishop, you know how it takes just a little faith as a grain of mustard seed.
Yes, sir.
Well, all it takes is less amount than that of sin. And,
right.
And this is where the lie is. You hear so much about faith, and you hear a little talk about sin. But God said, Jesus, to destroy sin. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All men was given a measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
That he could come to God, he can call on God.
Yes,
but
sir.
he himself got to obey what the Father is saying. You see, I find myself sometimes saying, Lord, help me. I need to obey, you see, because the flesh and it's a curse. It's very favorable to you. You can't get rid of yourself. Yourself been with you all your life. So what you have to do, what you got to do, you got to stay with Jesus. That's why he said you got to walk in love and you got to walk with him. Bishop, I'm going to shut up, but I'm going to tell you something. He pays more attention to us than we do ourselves, because we can't enter with sin. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We got to keep talking to him. That's why he know his voice, and she know his voice, so you can listen, respond to him, because he gonna tell you now. Come on now, straighten that out. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
he tell you, prick up. You see, speak up. He tell you, shut it down, be quiet. You see what I'm saying? We want God to be there. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to bless us today, and we thank you so much for your great love. We thank for Bishop and all of his efforts. And we know, oh God, that you're in his hand. We know that you are able, amen, to destroy the works of the enemy. We know that you're able to bring us, amen, into the fruition of your love, that we can walk, amen, and be happy and satisfied. We just bless you for the broadcast tonight and all those that are listening and all those brothers that so nicely would call in. We ask the blessings on them today, Brother Hiss and all of his gang. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you the glory right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. We can have another short prayer. Let's press one on your phone. Go ahead. Are we breaking area code 850? Area code 85023. Are we breaking up? All right, press one on your phone. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, where two or three come together in your name, you say, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for the gathering of those that call in. Father, we ask you to bless them. Give them abundantly, amen, deliverance and healing. Oh, God, for being obedient. And Lord, we rebuke Satan's hand. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all. We love you.